Hello and welcome to another episode of the Third and Goal podcast. It's finally here. Week one of the NFL is back. To be fair, it seems like such, when the season ends for me, it seems like such a long time until the season starts. But this year seems to have flown by, so it's not seemed that long. That didn't really make much sense. But as usual, Dan, Jamie here. How are you doing?
Good, by you?
Yeah,
not bad. Thank you. My standard response is, I'm tired, but it's all good.
I am tired, but I'm going to power through tonight. So you're pleased to hear.
Yeah, so from now on, we're just doing all our divisional previews. From now on, we'll be, this is going to be a preview of week one. Next week, we'll be doing a review of week one and a preview for week two. And last year, we ran a predictions competition. It was a lot closer and a lot of anticlimaxes because we picked three games a week, and generally we all went the same way, so it wasn't really much of a competition, really. So this
who won?
Sorry. Year, me, I think.
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah,
I was last all the way through, and then I won it last week. So,
yeah, I didn't have that.
No, how you start, it's how you finish.
But,
so what we've decided to do this year is we're going to predict every single game in a week and keep a score that way. And we're going to try and get a guest on every week. And that guest is going to be representing the fans or listeners or whatever. So this week we've got our first guest. He stepped in last minute to help us out after our original guest couldn't make it. And we've got Lewis. Lewis, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Great to get on with you guys and chop it up a little bit about week one.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Do you want to tell everyone, we normally do this when people come on, give people an opportunity to plug themselves or talk about themselves or whatever you want to say about yourself?
So, yeah, I write for the redraft team over at 5 Yard Rush, and I've got my own blog going on. It's Elvin's one at .substack.com, and yeah, check it out if you want to read a bit of my waffle after hearing me today.
Good stuff as well, man. You've been writing some good stuff. We're having to read through.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun, isn't it? Like, yeah, keeps the brain ticking over. So yeah.
Well, you are sat there in an Arsenal shirt right now, so
it's gonna be the West.
So I can't know much about British football. Then, kind of
Champions League tonight, Arsenal. I can't remember. Is it tomorrow night they're playing the Champions League?
I mean, there was no need for that, really, was there?
Hey. Sorry, man. You left yourself open for that.
Yeah, definitely. it was either put this on or stay topless, but I realized Jamie was on here, and I thought, well, I better put a top on. To be fair.
Oh, that's fun, man.
So yeah, that's our guest this week, Lewis. Thanks for joining us again. And yeah, where should we start, Dan?
Yeah, should we start at the start?
Yeah, we'll start at the start.
LA Rams, right?
Sounds like a pretty good place to start, right?
Thursday night football, week one, NFL season. I mean, let's face it, they could have put the Browns at the Jags on and we'd all be excited for this right now, right?
Absolutely.
You've got to, right?
But Bills at Rams, we've said it in the offseason. Rams coming in, Super Bowl champions, the reigning champs, technically, I guess, the best team in the NFL against what many are supposed to be the best team in the NFL right now, the Buffalo Bills, the most rounded roster they've got. Battle of the Seans at head coach, both young, both approach the game in a real nice, dynamic way. And another talking point from the game will be Von Miller. Obviously left the Rams and went to the Bills in the offseason. It'll be his third consecutive game at SoFi Stadium. And I think the last two will be as an away player, bizarrely. He played the conference championship there with the Rams. He played the Super Bowl with the Rams, but they was away. And now he's playing there with the Bills as an away team as well. I don't think anyone's played three games back-to-back in the stadium, especially with two of them being on the away roster. So looking forward to that. Potential to be a really good game. two high-powered offenses. Adam Robinson's been brought in to the Rams. Cam Akers hopefully is back fit and healthy. The Bills look more set with what they had last year, I guess. Devin Singletary still seems to be looking to lead the line. They did bring in young James Cook there, who might have flashes quite early in the season. We'll see how he performs. But the talent on display, Cooper Kupp, record-breaking season last year. Josh Allen, probably the QB one last year. Aaron Donald, probably the best defensive player in the field right now. Up against Von Miller the other side, Bobby Wagner, Allen Robinson, who we know is a good player, just hasn't had it right for him. There is so much to look forward to about this game. I'm just gutted I won't be staying up to watch it. I'm going to have to watch it the next day. To be honest, it's been a long week. So, not quite going to work for me. Any of you guys planning on staying up and watching?
So, yeah, I mean, I'll work on Monday and I looked at the rota and I've got a day off on Friday. So I am ready for Thursday night. It couldn't have happened any better. I totally agree with what you're saying. It's going to be one of those games. There's going to be loads of points put up. You know, Aaron Donald, the best defensive player in the league or whatever. And it doesn't matter. The passing game. When they played before, I think it was the year before. Yep. And there was loads of points put up. And it's going to be the same again.
Yeah, both QBs for over 300 yards last time. And
It's going to be a proper shootout. And I'm really looking forward to it.
The atmosphere should be electric, even though it's in SoFi and it's not wonderful. But the first game element should counter that lovely. I can't wait. You guys staying up, Rob, Jamie?
No. I won't be staying up, unfortunately. I mean, I'd absolutely love to. I mean, for me, this is the best team in the AFC against the best team in the NFC. Like,
wrong, Tampa.
No, Tampa. And let's just clear that up. Nobody believes that. and yeah, it looks like it should be, you know, it should be an absolutely incredible game. As you've both said so far, they've got two absolutely high-powered offenses. They've got plenty of talent on defense as well. There's plenty of stars on both sides of the ball for both teams. And I don't think you could probably have asked for a better opening game this year. And I just hope that it lives up to the expectation that I'm sure that everybody's got for it.
So where are we going prediction-wise then? I'll lead us off, shall I? I picked it up. I'm going Buffalo to win. Rams at home, not wonderful. Celebration, banner unfurled, all that lot. Bit of distraction. There's an entertainment at halftime as well, bizarrely. Have you seen that? I don't know who it is now. I can't remember.
No.
Well, I'm going Bills. You guys do your predictions, and I'm going to Google who it is.
I'll jump in. I'll go Bills as well. In terms of staying up for it, I'm off on a Friday, but you've got no chance. Ozzy Osbourne, very nice. You've got no chance of me stopping up, I don't think. But no, when we did our predictions, I had this pegged as you know, one of the best games in the opening week. So yeah, absolutely going to be a fantastic game. And as you mentioned, it doesn't really matter who was going to play the Thursday night football week one. It was going to be something that everyone's looking forward to, but no, it's going to be a really good game. Yeah, yep. So Bills to win it for me.
Nice. Come on, Lewis,
where are you going first?
I'm going to go for the Rams. I think it's so close to call. Like, really could be too close to call. It's going to be a one-score game either way for me, and I don't know. I just think the Rams do it.
Yeah. If they're up at half time, Sean McVay don't lose, does he?
Well.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a real difficult one for me as well. I completely see what Lewis is saying, and I actually think this is going to be so close. You could literally make an argument for either of these teams to win. You wouldn't be surprised if either of these teams won. I don't think there's really going to be an upset if the result goes one way or the other. A lot of people have the Bills as the best team in the NFL. A lot of people have the Rams as the second best team in the NFL and the current Super Bowl champions. So there's not going to be a shock unless it's an absolute blowout. But for me, Buffalo are the best team in the NFL. I predicted them when we first did our divisional previews and went through them. So I'm going to stick with that and go Buffalo as well.
Awesome. What game are you guys looking forward to, Jamie? What are you looking forward to?
One for me has got to be Chargers Raiders. I just think the dynamic in that that division is going to be interesting to see straight out of the gate. Obviously, anytime you can see Justin Herbert on the field, you know you're gonna be in for a good game. Going straight up against obviously Derek Carr and Devontae Adams, it's just going to be nice to see how that dynamic, you know, unfolds and how they can get off, and if they can, you know, hit it off and have some chemistry straight away. So it's definitely one that I'm going to be sticking on Game Pass, I think, straight away, and watching that one live, I think.
You know what, Jamie, I've got Burn to pick with you.
Fun.
He doesn't have a group chat, does he?
That was my game. I put that in the group chat earlier. As soon as he said that, I was like, I can't believe he's just done that.
I'm sure you had a list of three, didn't you?
I did have a list of three, yeah. So, yeah, I actually listed the Bills, Rams. I went with the Raiders, Chargers. So I've got one left, so I guess I'm stuck with that one. Unless Lewis picks that as well.
So who are you predicting, Jay, to win that one?
I'm going to go Chargers. I just think they've got more offensive weapons. I think Eckler's going to have a good game. He always kicks off the season really well. Just tried and tested. I think Justin Herbert hits a ground running as well, and I think we're going to see another high scoring game. Chargers for me in that one.
Nice. Anyway, Bob, you prepped to talk about this one. What were you going to say?
Well, I sort of picked it out at work. Didn't react. Really do much prep with it. I don't know if you've noticed, but I went my hair cut straight after work, so I've got fluffy hair. But I think this is going to be an incredibly important game for these two teams. It's only game week one, but they're both in the AFC West. A lot of teams in the AFC, and particularly in the AFC West, have sort of gone about the business this offseason in what superstars and high-powered offensive players can we sort of sign? And, you know, as Jamie's just said, both these teams have got really high-powered offenses. And I think there's potential that both teams could, you know, put up plenty of points in this game. And it might come down to which pass rushers can get to the quarterback more. And, you know, there's Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack at one side and Chandler Jones and Max Crosby at the other. So pretty formidable pass rushers coming at you, and it might come down to, you know, which of those two duos can get the most luck, or the defense as a whole can have the most luck on the night. I think the Chargers have got the better O-line, so they might stand a better chance of protecting Herbert. But yeah, I'm going to go with I think it'll be another close game, but I am going to go Chargers.
Cool. What's your thoughts on that, Lewis?
So, yeah, basically everything Rob just said, I pretty much agree with. I'm going Chargers on this one. I'm high on the Raiders this year. I really do think they'll have a good season and probably make the playoffs as well. But it's a better pass rush in LA and a better running back as well. I think that's where the game's won. It could be a shootout as well, like the Rams and Bills. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a very high scoring game. But I'll take the Chargers on that one.
We're getting clean sweep on the Chargers then, because I am too. I just think being at home, setting them down, as Rob says, better O-line. Herbert's got the distance in the arm. I think we could see a big game from Josh Palmer and Mike Williams as the second receivers there. I like the idea of Carr and Adams. I just think it's they'll need a game or two to find their feet and time and a rhythm and so on. So, and the Chargers' offense is going to be relentless. So, I don't think they'll quite find their groove ready for week one.
I mean, potentially as well, if Darren Waller don't play or plays reduced snaps, that's a massive loss. Hunter Renfrow obviously had the breakout last year and he filled in well and done a job. But like you say, Carr and Adams ain't played for a couple of years together. But it's going to be fun in Las Vegas. I think this year, watching them, I think it will be fun. But week one, the Chargers will have too much for me as well, definitely.
Cool. Yeah, definitely agree with that. Before we carry on with a bit more in-depth looking games, should we just tick through a few that maybe less appetizing? We can just whip through the predictions on that to get them out of the way because we don't want to be sat here literally all night. If there is anything you want to say on any of these games that I pick, then obviously feel free to do so, but we'll just try and skip through a few. Philadelphia, Detroit, obviously the Lions have been featured heavily on Hard Knocks this year, which has been great to watch. Last episode comes out tomorrow. No, it doesn't. It's Tuesday today. It comes out on Thursday, 2 days' time. From what I've seen on that and the rosters on paper, they're playing the Eagles in Detroit, but I think the Eagles are going to win that one.
I'm with you.
Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles.
Nice, clean sweep.
Cool. San Francisco at the Chicago Bears. Pretty straightforward for me. I think the Bears are potentially one of the worst teams in the NFL this year. I think they're really going to struggle. So San Francisco win that one for me.
Yeah, same. I think the Bears could be heading for the first overall.
Second, Falcons take first.
No.
We had to get that in straight away, didn't
he? No, he's just...
I tee him up and he knocks him down.
I was going to say, I like Lewis coming on. He can come back.
I am... Same for me, San Francisco.
Yeah, I can't see going any other way this one. So much for our variants we're going to have because we're looking pretty duplicate right now.
Yeah, not happening so far, is it? The other team that made it to the Super Bowl, runners-up, they start at home against Pittsburgh. That's Pittsburgh at the Cincinnati Bengals. Another one-sided contest as far as I'm concerned. Then the Bengals are in a good place, young team. I think they'll continue to get better. Pittsburgh, yeah, you can't really...
Trubisky name starter, though. If there's any hope, that's it.
Yeah,
that's going to carve them off.
No, a lot of hope, isn't it? That is not a lot of hope. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons. You know, they've still got some weapons on offense, and, you know, it's another one of those teams that, you know, if they had a better caliber quarterback in there, they could probably do better than what I perceive they will do. So Bengals will win that easily for me.
I'm with you. Bengals for me.
Yeah, same again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking the Bengals. I think, you know, they'll do well this year again. But I think it'll be closer than you reckon, maybe.
Yeah, I agree. Well, it's a Super Bowl hangover, mate, for the losers.
Yeah.
Right, so we'll do one more. And then we've got five sort of out of the way. And literally nobody cares about this contest. New England Patriots at the Dolphins.
Bullshit.
I don't actually know who Lewis follows. Lewis, who do you support?
Vikings.
Yes.
Of course it is. Yeah. I didn't know.
For me, I'm going to go... can I pick no one? Just have a tie. That'll do. We'll have a tie.
If they tie, they're both half a game ahead of the Jets, though.
That's should have been. I'm going to go Miami.
Three. I've done you all tonight.
I'm gonna go Miami. I'm not gonna talk about it. Miami.
Yeah, Miami.
Wow.
Yeah, Miami.
Wow. I am going Miami myself, but I was really torn on this one. Probably more than you guys certainly seem to be. I think the only thing that edged it for me was it being in Miami in the heat and. Miami put out they're going to wear their white jerseys to make New England play in dark blue, and they've struggled down there. They lost the last three in Miami, New England. I think that'll factor in a bit. So it wasn't as easy as you guys made it out for me, but I have gone Miami.
Yeah, for me, I think Miami last year were a lot better than what they showed in the first half of the season, where they literally couldn't win a game. Obviously, they went, was it like an 8-game unbeaten streak at the end or something like that, which you know, flatters them as well. But I think they've got a decent defense, decent offense. They've added Tyreek Hill. New England, I just hate them with a passion. And yeah, and I don't think they're as good as they probably.
The only thing that might count against Miami is the whole new head coach, new offensive schemes. And there's a lot of variation there if it isn't clicking week one.
I was going to say, do you think they've shot themselves in the foot a bit? I know it always turns out well in New England, but like you say, bringing in this new offensive scheme that they've got, and you know, you don't know who's calling the plays. You've got a new voice in Mac Jones' ear. It could end up in tears, like, couldn't it?
And the Patriots went and got Devontae Parker, so they'll know a lot of the old steady Dolphins playbook, if you will. I know it'll have changed a bit, but if anyone could use that information, it'd be Bill.
I think the old playbook might have been ripped up and chucked onto the bloody freeway, to be honest. With Daniel coming in, he's... Look what he done in San Francisco, like the last couple of years with their run game, enabling Debo to do what he did. And now they got two of the fastest players in the NFL.
It's potentially a lot more like that Debo type.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. And I mean, like, and it's why I've stayed away from Miami running backs in fantasy.
Yep.
But it's potentially really exciting, but I'm really like kind of sitting on the fence with it until I see it.
Yeah. Fair. Cool. Doing well for variants so far.
I'm going to sneeze. 1 minute.
Can we've been through six games. We've only got one team different across all four of us. 24
kids. Doing well.
Yeah. Right, Lewis, let's pick it back up with a bit more of an in-depth chat about a game. What are you looking forward to this week?
Obviously, the Vikings-Packers game, you know. I'm not just saying it, being a Vikings fan or whatever, and, you know, I said it on another show, but I really think we beat them week one. I really do. And defensively, we've made a lot of good additions. Re-signed P2, he's the leader in the secondary. Obviously, we still got Harrison Smith. Jordan Hicks is a massive signing next to Eric Kendricks. And I think we stop him. I really do. I think we stop them week one. Similar to when Jameis Winston in New Orleans, he blew them away. I think it was, I can't remember if it was week one or week two, but like, and then all of a sudden everybody went mental, and then the Packers, Aaron Rodgers came back, and then they started beating everybody again.
And I think it's last year, and Rodgers didn't play a preseason snap last year, and he went into that game and everything looked wrong.
I think it's potentially a very similar story this year. I do not think he's going to have everything his own way week one, because I think the defense for the Vikings is being underestimated this year, really do. And obviously with the offense, you know kind of what you're going to get anyway, but then with Kevin O'Connell coming in, you know, he's from Sean McVay school, like, and we've seen what the Rams was like last year.
Yep.
And I think we beat the Packers. Maybe the second time we play, it could be a lot different. But week one, I think we put it on them.
Mate, I'm going to say I'm with you. I'm looking forward to seeing this Vikings team. I think it's almost, you talk about under the radar, and I actually think the Vikings at the minute are going right under the radar, because the Packers take so much publicity in that NFC North away from everybody else. And you've had the Lions on Hard Knocks, so a lot of focus is on them. And literally the Packers are just going about their business. We have to realise the Packers aren't the team they were last year or the year before. They've had a full back office change there. I'm expecting them to throw the ball a lot more, to be a lot more aggressive with it when they've got it. I think that by doing so, you'll get people like Dalvin Cook will have less attempts running the ball and less opportunities, which I actually think will work in his favour because I think he'll keep him fitter and fresher and potentially you'll get more of the season out of him. So I'm really looking forward to the Vikings playing, and I'm with you. I just think the Packers have had so much upheaval during the off-season and uncertainty and changes, especially on the offence, that I'm going with the Vikings to win this one, mate.
Yeah, I mean, 100% what you're saying about Dalvin Cook as well. Like, they want to keep him healthy. Even if they're playing more like three wide receiver sets and stuff, which is why I'm not too high on Irv Smith anyway. But I think if they keep Cook healthy, I think it could be a good year all round. But week one, I think we beat the Packers.
The Vikings could have a really good year. They've just got Dalvin Cook injury prone, Irv Smith injury prone, Adam Thielen currently injury prone. They can keep those guys on the field for the year. They're in for a good year. If they start losing two out of the three, they're going to struggle, especially if they trade away Madison as well, which is rumoured. I don't know if he will or not. But, yeah, it could be exciting times. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Come on, you two. Tell us why Lewis is wrong and me.
No, you know, the Vikings are one of those teams which I always feel like they should offer more. When you look at Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, it's pretty exciting. And I can remember, you know, a couple of years ago, they actually looked quite potent on offense, but their problem was they literally couldn't stop the other team's offense. So they could put points up, but they just conceded so many points as well. I don't know, Lewis might know more than me, but they probably seem more committed to Kirk Cousins now than they might have shied away from in the future, but the organisation seems like they're trying to commit to him.
Yeah, there was talk when the back office changed in the off-season that he might be one of them that was on the way out for a younger model, yeah. But he's still that.
And yeah, you know, Green Bay, I mean, Aaron Rodgers has got the MVP award two seasons in a row, is it? He's still playing at a high level despite spitting his dummy out last offseason. He's lost his favourite target in Devontae Adams, and that's going to be a huge hit for them. And they've still got Aaron Jones, AJ Dillon at running back, picked up Sammy Watkins and a couple of draft picks at wide receiver as well. It's another close one, but I don't know. I'm sorry, Lewis. I think Green Bay are just going to edge it.
Yeah, for me, Lewis, you'd be a good salesman, like, because if I was putting money on it, I would probably flip my pick and go and stick a tenner on the Vikings. But no, for me, I'm just going to go with my original pick being the Packers. Much of what Rob said, reigning MVP. And yes, he's lost his favorite target, but it's never really mattered who Aaron Rodgers has been thrown to. He's always been productive. He's always been a top five quarterback. So yeah, I just think they're going to outscore you guys. Basically, is what it is.
You're talking about Jefferson could win Offensive Player of the Year. Dalvin Cook could realistically be the rushing yard leader here. You guys are going with the Packers and Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, but you
come
know
the,
to do yeah. that and you know performed at that level, you know, for since they've been in the league, and they've not, you know, the Vikings, like I say, that's why the Vikings, just to me, they promise so much more than what we actually see on a week in, week out basis. And I'm sure that Lewis is disappointed at the end of every season with the players that they've got, the record that they finish with, and feels like, you know, with the players we've got, we should be offering so much more. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's how I feel.
I mean, judging by the shirt I've got on, you probably know I'm used to disappointment the last few years, but I really do. The moves they've made this year, the, you know, like the people they've brought in with, like Jordan Hicks, like I said, I'm just reiterating what I was saying more than anything, but defensively, I think we will be a lot more sound. And re-signing Patrick Peterson was massive. He's been named a captain yesterday or today or whatever as well. And I really think we do take strides on defense. And that's why I think we beat the Packers. Last couple of years, might have been optimistic or whatever at the start, but it wasn't a week one game.
To be fair, I think, you know, I've had a massive soft spot for the Vikings since the Minnesota Miracle. That was
awesome.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, that was, I mean, that was kind of around where I got into it.
That's a bit purple and yellow, so I have to root for them every now and then.
Yeah. I hope you win, because I don't really have much love for Green Bay, but, you know, head ruling the heart, I suppose. Let's flick through a few more games quickly then. Cleveland Browns at Carolina Panthers.
Baker Mayfield revenge game. Panthers, easy.
Yeah, I'm with you. CMC could be back to his best, and that's good enough to beat the Browns for me.
Yeah, same again. Panthers for me, healthy McCaffrey. Baker Mayfield was quoted recently with a nice expletive reply as to what he was going to do to the Browns. So, yeah, if you heard that, that was quite amusing. He's going to go and smash him up, shall we say.
Yeah, it's a tough one for me because obviously Cleveland's quarterback situation is dire, shall we say. But I had Carolina down as one of the worst teams in the league. And I know they've got Christian McCaffrey, but I just feel like something just nibbles at me that, and we spoke about this in the offseason, for the last two seasons while he struggled with injury, whenever he steps back on that field, it's like he's never been injured. And he plays like the best player in football.
Yeah.
His problem is, then he gets injured again. And I just wonder whether he's got that longevity to see out of season anymore, and that concerns me. It doesn't concern me as a Falcons fan, but it concerns me like for him. And I think for them, having a fit Christian McCaffrey is enough to turn close games easily. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I know you waited to fly through this one, but just quickly, DJ Moore's getting the best quarterback he's had since he's been in the NFL.
Yeah.
And he's been over 1,000 yards every year. And then you got Deonta Foreman, who is a bull rush. I think they'll be using him to try and keep CMC healthy. Laviska Shenault played legitimate college snaps at running back. You know, and they've brought him in now. That's another weapon they can use to try and keep CMC healthy. And, you know.
My big fear for Carolina is if they get behind early. In this game and the season, Matt Rhule's job is on the line this year. He needs to win games.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely. And I think he's gone out on a limb, especially bringing in someone like Shenault, who has been underwhelming in the NFL, but he brings a different skill set that they've not had since he's been in charge as well. And then, obviously, CMC back, and he knows he has to keep him healthy. That's why Foreman's still there, because he will just run through a brick wall. You don't need CMC to do that job this year. And
yeah,
I don't know. I think I might have a little soft spot for the Panthers, maybe. But yeah, I think they'll be all right.
I think Matt Rhule could be his own demise, though. I think if they do fall behind in games early, I think he'll go ultra aggressive and ultimately risk the ball, and there'll be turnovers and things like that. And I think almost desperation will set in at some stages, whether it be in this game or other games, and they're not good enough to do that. But this will be a game they have earmarked on their schedule was a winnable game. And if they fall behind, I think they'll get further behind rather than back into it.
Yeah, I mean, you just mentioned DJ Moore, Lewis. I mean, I absolutely love DJ Moore. And, you know, again, mentioned, I remember this offseason or last offseason or during the season last year on here, that DJ Moore was one of those players that I felt had the same potential to explode like Calvin Ridley did for the Falcons, but the Panthers organization didn't put enough around him, particularly quarterback, to allow him to achieve that. And I think he's just literally itching, and he just needs that something just to ignite him, really. And I mean, you say he's got the best quarterback he's probably had in the NFL. I mean, I agree with you on that, but let's not forget it is Baker Mayfield. So I'm just looking forward to his commercials this year again.
You're still not picked though, Rob.
I know. You just sort of set me off. I'm going to go. I'm going to go the Browns just to be different. I think it's going to be close. A few more then. Colts at Texans. Colts.
Colts.
Disappoint. Yeah, they're there. An end to last season. Carson Wentz. They've got Matt Ryan in there now. Still playing at a high level. And, you know, they've got so many weapons on offense. I think Matt Ryan can really help them propel. And, you know, I'm not saying win a Super Bowl, but definitely get into the playoffs and see where they go from there. So
just quickly, I think the Texans are going to be better. We said this in our previews. The Texans are going to be better than some give them credit for. They're just not going to be as good as the Colts in this game.
Yeah, no, I agree with that completely. A game, another. Jamie, give us a quick roundup on the Ravens and the Jets.
I don't think it's going to be a massively one-sided game. I think we've got enough on defense to keep it a close game. It's just where we've got enough at the quarterback position with Joe Flacco there to keep up, basically. But like I say, I don't think they're gonna absolutely plow through us. It's whether we can stop the run and obviously stop Lamar taking off. They were absolutely shocking last year, the Jets, at stopping the run. So we need to see, obviously, if they're able to improve on that this year. I think that's the key to the game, really, to try and stop that run and make them throw the ball. But yeah, I see the Ravens winning. I don't see it being a stupid score.
I'm with you on the outcome. I'm not with you on the thing. I think this is the banker of the week. I think the Ravens, Lamar's put up a lot of yards and a lot of fantasy points, in particular against the Jets the last couple of years. I think I like this Ravens team anyway. I've got them winning the division and the one seed in the AFC. What a start for them. So, sorry, Jay, but I'm all in on the Ravens on this one.
Definitely the Homer hat on, I think, for me. But I've got Lamar down as his MVP this year. So, but yeah.
I have money on that too.
So, yeah, same about Lamar for the as a shout for MVP. I think everything on the Ravens stinks of 2019 with a poor receiving corps. And, you know, Lamar got it done. If the Jets haven't improved against the run, they're going to get tortured. And I think it'll be a blowout.
Yeah. Fair point.
Yeah.
Just coming back to earth here with a bang.
Yeah. Ravens for me as well.
Cool. I already put four Ravens in.
So that. Right, let's go to another game then. I guess the game that, you know, seen as Jamie stole mine. Chiefs are the Cardinals. Looks like a pretty tasty lineup for me. You know, we've spoken at length this offseason about the Chiefs and how they aren't probably the formidable, scary team that they once were. And last year, you know, they went through a really bad patch. And the Cardinals, they started brilliantly and things dropped off for them. So I think it's two good teams. Could be an explosive game. I think the Cardinals will want to come out and start strongly. Cliff Kingsbury could be, you know, under a little bit of pressure after the way that the team ended last season. They've got a good record in week one. The Chiefs will see themselves as legit title contenders, I'm sure. I don't think the wider audience and fan base probably see it that way now. I think they've a lot of people think they might have been overtaken, but you know, they're in a post Tyreek Hill era now, but they've still got a lot of weapons around them. So I think it's going to be a close game, an entertaining game, I'm hoping for, but I'm going to lean towards the Chiefs.
I'm going to differ from you then. I'm going Cardinals. I'm not high on the Chiefs at all this year. They struggled out the gate early on. I think they've lost that fear factor of sides. Super Bowl this year is in Arizona. Team talk's done right there. Last two seasons, Rams are so far. Bucks are AJ. Cards will be sat in that dressing room going, let's make it 3-for-3. And what better way to go out and make a statement on the league? So I'm going with the Cards to win that one.
Yeah, I think what concerns me probably about the Cardinals is not having DeAndre Hopkins from the off. I think that's going to be big for them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not just Hopkins missing as well, but Ertz is not going to be 100% week one. Now, he was fantastic when D-Hop missed games last year towards the back end with Kyler. And the Marquise Brown, he's all right. Like, he's okay. But I think the Chiefs win this game. But the Cardinals come good this year.
Yeah, I'm a clean sweep. I'm a Chiefs. I think, yes, obviously, Tyreek Hill's a huge loss. I still think Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, and it's a huge void to fill, but he's going to be successful, whoever he's thrown to. He's still obviously got Kelce, picking up passes all over the place in the middle of the field. And as you previously mentioned, I think D-Hop just leaves a huge hole in that Cardinals offense. But yeah, I think further down the line, they'll do all right. They're not going to, they're not going to set the world alight and go on a deep playoff run. I wouldn't have thought. But yeah, for this one, Chiefs for me.
Nice. Right, let's tick off a few more quickly then. Jacksonville at Washington. Close game for me, I think. Again, two teams which probably don't have an awful lot of hope for the coming season. I'm going to go Washington on this one.
I'm going
Jacksonville. Made some changes, bright future. I think they're a team on the up. Washington's a team that's stagnating or regressing.
Yeah, I've gone Jags. I think Trevor Lawrence is in a much better situation this year. Having Doug Peterson there, I think it's gonna bring him on quite nicely. You're gonna see why he was the number one overall pick in the best thing since Drew, Andrew Luck and all the rest of it. I've gone Jacksonville.
Yeah, exactly the same reasons as Dan and Jamie. I'm going Jacksonville as well.
Stung my neck out on that one. I knew it was going to happen.
Never back past Wentz. There you go.
Giants at Titans. I think Titans are a team which are regressing, but they're going to have enough to overcome the Giants.
For me, Giants are another one in the hat for the first overall pick. So, yeah, Titans.
Titans for me, all day long.
Yeah, Titans, no complaints whatsoever.
Broncos at the Seahawks. I really like the Broncos, like them on defense, like them on offense. They're another team that's got plenty of weapons, but has been a victim of having a below average quarterback situation. Now that they've got Russell Wilson, I think, if it wasn't for them being in the AFC West in a real, real tough division, I think they could be looking at, if they were anywhere else, well, quite a few other divisions challenging for that division title. And the Seahawks are a team which are going backwards quickly, so I can't see anything other than a Broncos win on this one.
Same,
exactly the same. I think Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon are going to run all over the Seahawks.
That's it. I think they'll get ahead early and then they don't need to use Russell. They'll be able to make throws to find rhythm, find time. Russell's got experience to pick off passes when he can, but they've got that tandem backs there that they can just play them round and keep them fresh and healthy and rotate it. So I think it'll be quite a comfortable one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So we've got two games left. I sort of, one game I didn't want to talk about particularly.
You're going to have that a lot this year, Rob.
But I knew Dan would just to try and stick the knife in. So that's...
There's only one thing bad about talking about that game. And that means we're going to have to pick to win it. And I don't want to do that either. Yeah.
So it's the Saints and the Falcons. So, go on, Lewis or Jamie. One of you two start with this.
Yeah, I don't mind saying that. I think the Falcons is my third one that's in the hat for the first overall pick.
Don't like it.
Between them, the Giants and the Bears, I think it's one of them three that is going to have the worst record this year. The Saints are not bad. They got a good defense still as well. You know, whether MT plays or not, Chris Olave or Olave, however they want to say it, is fantastic. You know, he's the field stretcher for Jameis's bombs. Landry is good still as well. I just think it's going to be pretty comfortable.
Yeah, exactly the same from me. I think they're going to have way too much on offense to overpower you guys. And I'll be kind. I'll just leave it at that.
Hey, Rob, 60 seconds. Tell me my pick. Come on.
What? Tell you why to change it? Okay.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston missed the book last year with a torn ACL. Michael Thomas not played for the best part of 2 years now. Drafted Chris Olave, but, you know, got Jarvis Landry as well. But beyond that, I don't see an awful lot there playmaker-wise. I don't actually think, and you guys might laugh here, but I don't think Marcus Mariota is that much different in terms of quality than Jameis Winston.
I go back to the draft and I wish the Bucks had took Mariota and not Winston.
I don't think there's going to be a lot of difference in the quality there. Did you just play the
Falcons? Defenses trouble me. I think the Saints' defense is superior to the Falcons.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I do think all fit and healthy player for player, a receiving core of Thomas Landry and Olave is going to outdo what Brian Edwards, Olamide Zaccheaus and Drake London, at the mid stage of their careers, they're not comparable.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, we've got plenty of options there. Having Calvin Ridley suspended is going to be a huge risk, but we have got Drake London. Cordarrelle Patterson absolutely went off last year. And, you know, to expect the same of him this year is going to be a push, I think. I don't think he's going to put up the same amount of numbers. Kyle Pitts is a full year in. The O-line still bends. Defensively, I don't, you know, we're not great. We've made moves in the draft to try and get better at rushing the passer. Got Grady Jarrett still there. I actually like our linebackers as well in Michael Walker, Rashawn Evans, Lorenzo Carter, AJ Terrell. Last year, I think, gave up the least passing yards for a cornerback in the entire league. And looking for players like Richie Grant to take a step up as well. So, I know a lot of people are sleeping on the Falcons and think we're going to be terrible. We went 7-10 last year, which I think was an absolute miracle. And I think if we could replicate that again, it'd be an absolute miracle. And I think, you know, 2023 onwards is where we can look for some real improvement. But, yeah, maybe I'm just going to follow suit with Jamie and go for the Homer pick here, but there's not an awful lot about the Saints which totally scares me. I'm not petrified. So I'm going to go with the Falcons.
We go with the Falcons. So I just want to dig into the psychology of what we've just unfolded here, because I asked you to sell me as to why I should change my pick, right? You didn't once go, Dan, you need to pick the Falcons, because you went, yeah, the Saints ain't that good either. And that was your mentality.
It wasn't.
Well, Michael Thomas has been injured and Winston's been injured and Landry's old. You didn't want to go, the Falcons are going to win this big game, because you just went, the Saints might not be that good either.
Yeah, but you know, I can't be that confident about the Falcons this year. So, you know. But I don't think we're going to be as bad across the season as what a lot of people think we're going to be. I think we're going to surprise a few people this year.
For me, the main issue with the Falcons is the quarterback. Like, Ridder is raw, but I think the sooner he gets in, the better. Marcus Mariota's never kept a job in the NFL. And I don't see him keeping this one. And it's probably his easiest competition he's had. But I think that's the main issue with the Falcons for me.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think it's going to be a rough ride at quarterback for us this year. And, you know, we see it every year where teams have got plenty of weapons to throw to. But if you've not got a average to above average quarterback in there, then things can get real messy real quick. And, you know, seen in pre-season, there's been plenty of picks thrown by Mariota, Ridder. So we're just going to have to hope for the best. But we're playing against another quarterback who loves to throw interception as well. So maybe it'll be nil-nil.
The Saints for me are not quite the same level as the Vikings, but they're an under-the-radar team. I think if they get it together and Michael Thomas comes back, look how good Michael Thomas was 3 years ago, guys. If he comes back anywhere near that, he doesn't have Drew Brees thrown to him. He's got Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston's thrown over 5,000 yards in the season, over 30 touchdowns. If Michael Thomas and Jarvis Landry come back, add Olave on the outside as well, is what we think he could be, and Winston can stay fit and fine on the ball, it won't matter if he turns it over to a game, because he will throw 400 yards, 500 yards a game, and he'll throw over 5,000 on the year. And they've still got Alvin Kamara in the mix to open up the run game and set them linebackers up in the box to give them space to throw as well. So I hate to say it, but I think the Saints are going to be better than I thought they would be at March, April time. Definitely. And I hate saying that. But they're going to be too good for the Falcons, without doubt. Sorry.
Rob looks angry now.
Rob's used to it, mate. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, I am used to it. It upsets me a little bit inside, deep inside, but yeah, I'm used to it.
We saved one game for last. I wonder why our payback's coming.
Go on then, Dan. Open us up.
Open us up. I'll start by saying this Tampa side is the best roster we have had heading into any of the last three seasons. We won the Super Bowl in one of them. We made the conference championship in the other. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Julio Jones, the greatest receivers of our time watching the sport, I'm sure. Russell Gage. The defense. We've let Jason Pierre-Paul and Dominican Sue go because we don't need them. The defense is hungry, aggressive, and getting better each year. We've lost some injuries on the offensive line, which does concern me, Brian Jensen. At centre, we're going to have Robert Hainsey there, and we're going to have a rookie in Luke Gadecki starting at left guard. The right-hand side, we shored up. We brought in Shaq Mason, huge Patriot offensive lineman there. So just that left side of the line troubles me a little. But no, Tom's been off. He's had his holiday. He's relaxed. He's fresh. He's good to go. I think we win the game. I think the Cowboys are going to be decent. I think they'll win some games this year. I think we've got them at the right time. I think with injuries to Gallup, and they've lost Amari Cooper, and they're going to be down receivers early on. So I'm okay playing them first up. I think we've got enough to overcome them that game. Homer pick for me, boys.
So, yeah, I mean, I really like what you're saying about the Bucks, but it could be a slow start till the offensive line sort of gel, if you like.
Yep.
And having the Cowboys week one is harder than a lot of people think because of, you know, oh, it's the Cowboys. Like, everybody likes to shit on them, if you like. And I think even with CeeDee Lamb, Dalton Schultz, Zeke, who, if you follow me on Twitter, you know he's my, like, main person. And, it's going to be close. I'll lean Cowboys.
When you say it's your main person, does that mean you love him more than your wife?
I was trying not to use profanities, to be fair, because I know it's like, you know. But, yeah, for fantasy football especially, yeah.
Yeah, for me, I've gone Bucks. The O-line would worry me as a Bucks fan. Obviously, losing Jensen at centre there.
Three of the five are brand new in there. That's the problem.
Yeah, are they going to gel? Are they going to hit the ground running together? Obviously, Tom's not the most mobile person in the world, but yeah, I think they're going to be all right. You know, the weapons that they've got on offense are ridiculously good, as Dan's mentioned. I think we're going to have enough to win that one.
Guess we'll split it then. I'm going to go for the Cowboys as well. Dan can say all he likes about the Bucs. I just can't buy into it. Tom Brady's another year older. He's just got to, with his age, he's got to fall off a cliff at some point. You know, eating lettuce and drinking water for 50 years. Sure, carry on. And as me and Jamie discussed a few weeks ago, he's got a head like a Lego toy. So, you know, Leonard Fournette has been great since going to the Bucs. They've got Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. They've signed the Falcons wide receiver number 5, which, you know, is Dan, because Russell Gage goes in there as their wide receiver number 3. Julio Jones. I don't even say.
Get that man a ring.
Yeah, no, well, no, not. And he just can't stay fit. You know, I'm sure that Julio Jones could still perform at an extremely high level.
Julio Jones is going to be playing about 30 to 40% of snaps. He's going to be running routes on probably half of those. He's going to be targeted 4 or 5 times a game.
Yeah,
he will stay healthy all season.
He's got a glass knee. That one snap is enough for him to not be seen again for another 3 or 4 weeks.
It's probably back for the playoffs. I do.
You know, I think the Cowboys, I think it, in all honesty, it is another game where there's two really strong teams here that you could make a case for either to win. And again, unless there's going to be a massive blowout, I wouldn't be shocked to see either of these two teams win. But just to get my own back on Dan, I am going Cowboys for sure. I was going Cowboys anyway, even if it was nice to the Falcons, but the fact that it wasn't just made my mind up.
Sorry. In case you hadn't noticed, Lewis, it's like looking after an old married couple here. They're always back and forwards every other episode.
You need to bring a Saints fan on one week. That'll be fun.
That is fun.
No, that does sound fun. That does sound fun. Not when they're doing well, though. We can't possibly have one when they're doing well. They die out.
No.
And then we'll get them on.
Yeah. Well, we've probably spoke relatively in depth about 6 or 7 games there and part of predictions to the rest. Guessing everyone's looking forward to week one. Has anyone got anything further to add to that?
No, man. Bring it on now.
Awesome. Well, beyond that then, Lewis, thank you very much again for joining us. We really appreciate it and we hope you've enjoyed it as well. Thank you for putting your predictions forward to represent the guests of the pod for week one, and we'll see how many points you get. And thank you, everyone.
Probably not many. Hopefully, whoever you have week two does a lot better. But it's been a lot of fun, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. Well, thanks for joining us, Dan, Jamie. Thanks as always, and thank you to everyone for listening. And join us next week. We'll have 2 episodes: the week one review and the week two preview. Thanks a lot for listening.
Cheers, guys. Cheers, Lewis.